Laurie Anderson on Pacifica Network, Planet Waves FM. I believe one of the greatest and most influential artists of our time. Not a very well-known artist, but someone who influenced many people who were much better known and who was just involved in this cross-pollination of the late 1970s. That created so much good stuff. David Byrne, among the people that she influenced, and lots of others. You are listening to Planet Waves FM. This is Tantra Studio. A discussion of sexuality as it is, let's say, spiritually and personally relevant. And we're here to talk about masturbation in the style of Gemini. What is that about? When we first meet a person along the course of the zodiac, if we start in Aries, that does not happen till we reach the 61st degree of the wheel. And when we encounter the first, what is called human sign, we are looking at two of them, sometimes called the lovers, sometimes called the brothers. They are, in astrological terms, supposed to be Castor and Pollux, the mortal and the immortal twin, a theme that runs through mythology in a diversity of different forms. But any one sign is the story of one person's personal phase of consciousness. And therefore, we are looking at an inner scene when we look at Gemini. We are looking at a picture of awareness. And this is, therefore, self-awareness demonstrated in the form of the internal beings of the twins. As a reminder that humans are many faceted, we sometimes have many different beings or entities, facets of self within ourselves, particularly now in the digital age when there has been so much slicing and dicing of what a person is, and in the age of genetic manipulation of what a person is, this is an especially relevant symbol to explore. When we talk about self-sexuality is rarely talked about as a relational experience in any way. It's not really talked about in any detail. And in the one, let's say, temple where this was discussed, which is Betty Dodson's life and work, it was more for her of, liberation, of gaining a measure of sexual freedom. She was much more concerned about women than she was about men. In her world, men were not interested in these teachings, and they didn't really show up. So maybe that's why I was, why I had the red carpet rolled out for me, because I was interested in this branch of reality. But Betty's work was largely about a physical experience that might lead to self-awareness, but also an experience that was largely a physical thing done and a physical experience had, more than about an exploration of consciousness in any detail. That is where my work goes a few steps beyond Betty's. Of course, that prior long chapter being necessary to establish the ground of this idea. And when we talk about masturbation in the style of Gemini, we really are talking about fully aware self-sex. How aware is fully aware? How aware is any one person? Well, that varies. But let's say that the aspiration is to be more fully aware and to have one sexual experience of oneself be guided in the direction of an ever more self-conscious and self-aware, let's say, exploration of a relationship. Now, Lou Reed, Laurie Anderson's husband, once wrote the line, "Self-knowledge is a dangerous thing, the freedom of who you are." And when we study the masturbation taboo, come up with a number of reasons that society suppresses this discussion, that religion actively resists the discussion, that it is not part of any public school or publicly debated, discussed, proffered sex education program that I know of. When we talk about sex education, most people think we're talking about sex with another person. Yet the seed concept of sex begins with one's own sexual self-awareness. That is a mental and emotional or spiritual sexual self-awareness. It is an understanding of how you experience your body and how your body works and the various things you can do and the various things you can feel and the ways that you can explore. And also, I think, the expression of a relationship with yourself. And the relationship you have with yourself, and this is why I think this is such a crucial thing to be raising awareness of and opening up the discussion of, sensitive though it may be. I mean, it certainly does take, let's just say, experienced and very open-minded special people to facilitate this kind of discussion, say, for example, in a therapy environment or in a workshop environment. The relationship that you have with yourself is the relationship that you bring into any experience you have with another person. And so your relationship to yourself may be standoffish, it may be intimate and loving. It may be an exploration. There may be active conflict being lived out. And you may find that you are always in a process of integrating and becoming a more whole being by not being in parts. And so it's my view, as whatever you want to think of me as, but my view, that the genuine, authentic discussion of sex and sexuality must begin with a discussion of an exploration of one's sexual experience with oneself. And this is an experience that is physical, but there's also that inner reflectivity, that inner dialogue, that thing about what is said, what is felt, what is understood, and what is the evolving experience and meaning of the sexual relationship you have with yourself. Now, the alternative to this is to either think of masturbation as just the wrong thing, or as fake sex, or as a substitute for sex. And essentially to make it, let's say, diminished and disposable. Often the discussion and admissions around masturbation are considered embarrassing or unspeakable. So the topic, as conditioned by society, doesn't lend itself well to an easy conversation with another person. And I can assure you that to get to that easy conversation requires a lot of practice and the willingness to be vulnerable, both in your own experiences with yourself and in your experiences and conversations with others. And that vulnerability implies, and in reality is, the experience of exposing who you are first to yourself and being honest with yourself about those inner dynamics, which for a lot of people are fraught with conflict. And I think that a lot of that conflict, particularly sexual conflict, but emotional conflict as well, can be worked out through highly conscious masturbation journeying, practiced as a regular thing, as a kind of a yoga that includes a measure of discipline, measure of experimentation, and also a kind of a self-therapy process. Now, with Gemini, we imply that there is a dialogue. Gemini is the sign of, let's say, local communication, the sign of association with siblings. The twins come from that, with neighbors, with people we're involved in commerce with, local merchants, local neighbors, the immediate community. But if you think of Gemini as being an internal community where there can be a language developed and evolved inwardly, that's the exploration, that development and cultivation of that. And this tends to come with a diversity of challenges, which almost all surround imposed guilt and taboo, and the constant reminder that people are often given that this is not a form of real sex. Okay, so how do you get there? Assuming this is interesting. Well, you begin where you are. You can make sure that you have created time and space to be able to, embark on this journey and stay there. So because I think it, we need to inwardly focus first. You need the time and space to do that. And that can include having time and space around that time and space. So there's preparation, there's the possibility for spontaneity, and having the experience not be made any more self-conscious by being able to project judgment onto people who might be around you. For example, housemates, partners, this kind of thing, relatives. Most of that type of inhibition tends to be inward experiences projected outward. But to sort that out, it's necessary to have the freedom to figure that out. And by freedom, I really mean the circumstantial freedom of time, space, and your state of mind, knowing you're going to be free from interruption, you're going to be free from the sounds you make disturbing other people, whatever it might be. So this is only freedom that you can grant yourself. Now, if you are in a relationship, particularly a live-in relationship, it becomes necessary to, I think, negotiate that, unless you just have circumstances that facilitate this. Your partner's out of the house for so many hours a day or days a week or so many weeks a month. Okay, that gives you an opportunity. But there may be an extent to which you've got to say, I've got to have my time. I've got to have my space. I need and want to do this form of exploration. Should this become a topic of conversation in the relationship, you will learn a lot about the relationship dynamics and how they are influenced by and influence your relationship to yourself. But in my view, what we're talking about here is all about the working out and exploring a relationship to and with yourself. And people at different stages of evolution and consciousness have different needs around this, and it may not register at all for some people. It may register as vitally important for others. It may be a source of jealousy or of a threat in some way to the relationship. So I know I'm speaking to a wide audience, so I want to leave the room open for different possibilities of what might emerge. But I think it is very important that you be able to hold your ground and insist that you, or take action regardless of what anyone says, that you have granted yourself the space to explore this relationship. It's intimate space. It's sensitive. You're journeying, and so you don't necessarily know where you're going to come out or what realizations or revelations you might have. And you're existing, you're experimenting outside of a cultural norm, right? The cultural norm is wanking. When we talk about a conscious evolving relationship to yourself and your desires and your understanding of who you are and all of this, and really being able to fully push your curiosity in directions that you want to go, that's different. That's not wanking. That's a self-love journey. And there is likely to be a lot in there a lot that needs to be worked out, a lot that needs to be understood, explored, unpacked, evaluated, and worked with as inner material that is not really suitable for therapy discussions. It's often not really suitable for relationship discussions, you know, with partners. And once you open up to yourself, you're going to open up to a lot. There are a great many people carrying around a very wide diversity of sexual injuries that have been inflicted by a whole diversity of sources. And I am not satisfied by any discussion of how we might work out these injuries. Everything seems to dance around the point. And where there are sexual injuries, there's often the proscription of avoidance. Avoidance of the territory, rather than entering the territory. In this, it may help to have guidance. I'm at the stage of both my astrology teachings and my sexual teachings that I don't know where else to send anyone for ideas besides my own work. There's a couple of astrologers I like, but I think that their points could be better made. Most of them, a couple that I love, but the sex conversation is much more challenging because there are so many moralistic opinions about sexuality and so much judgment and so much misunderstanding and so much avoidance of the real subject matter, even within a therapeutic environment. There's only so open someone can really be with one's therapist, unless it's a very unusual person and there is an opportunity created to be able to open up that way that feels appropriate enough. And I'll tell you that the discussion will almost always feel inappropriate at first, and you start to find out the extent of the binding, the shame and guilt that provides the binding that holds society where it is, that holds relationships where they are, that prevents people from speaking out and from stepping out. And this is why it is at first going to be a solitary journey. Now, you may find in your life that there is someone, if it's more than one person, that's really amazing. And if it's one person, that's amazing, with whom you can have this conversation or some facet of the conversation. There may be someone with whom you feel safe enough to share a masturbation experience. Though I would suggest that a lot of getting comfortable with your own personal sexual experience and a lot of experience in the mirror so that you are well familiar with at least the main facets of your inner territory and how you respond when you stumble into unfamiliar territory that are, you have some sense of your inner landscape. Now, one of my theories of let's say practice is that where there is a sex partner available, that sex be split about in thirds: partner sex, sharing masturbation, and masturbation alone. And that you play these experiences off of each other so that you get a sense of the different viewpoints on sexuality, and they are potentially radically different experiences. Now, it may not be that you have a partner at all. A lot of people don't right now. Well, more than half. It only seems like it. And it may be that a potential partner is not even open to this experiment or doesn't see the need for it. You might not see the need for it, but maybe you do. And then the solo journey can come with elements that almost seem like cheating. I mean, there was a time, and I'm sure there's places and situations where people still feel like if you masturbate, you're cheating on your partner in some way, as if having yourself as a partner is somehow a betrayal. And I would say that if that's the situation, you're right in the core territory that I am proposing is, up for exploration right now. Now, I want to emphasize a few things. One of them is that this takes practice. And with yourself, you will be pulling back different veils that reveal new layers of consciousness. To do this, you may find that certain what are sometimes called entheogenic substances can be helpful, such as cannabis. Microdosing mushrooms is potentially very helpful, so that you have some assistance in, let's say, shifting the normal dynamics of the ego, which can make this seem a bit squirmy and weird. Particularly cannabis and mushrooms, depending on how they agree with you, of course, and your experience. And I'm not talking large amounts. I'm talking about relatively small amounts, enough to help you consciously work with your inhibitions. And you want to do that no matter what, right? No matter what state of mind you're in, you want to be working with and aware of and knowing when you arrive at various different inhibitions. And working with them, transforming them, transcending them, exploring them, and healing what may have put them there, and getting the benefits that they offer is a significant part of the journey that I am describing. Because in the style of Gemini, it is not an amorphous, solitary thing, but rather a consciously reflective inner experience where there is some form of back and forth, and you might experiment with the various male and female forms of the back and forth. Who is, if you're speaking into a mirror, who is me and who is you, and seeing how these things feel, and getting your inner dialogue into the room that you're in by way of having a dialogue with yourself into the mirror. Now, there are a few people who are really good at facilitating this. I have met and known and loved enough of them that I can promise you they are there. However, the only way that you're likely to find them is through talking to people, is through, having this conversation come up, maybe noticing the books on someone's bookshelf, maybe if you read Betty Dodson's Sex for One and you find that it isn't in any way informative and enlightening, that you share it with several people in your life and see how they respond. I think that it will help to have some friends who are sexually precocious, who are willing to try things, who haven't made their sexuality into a, purely moral drama, but rather who have a sense of play. Now, even though there's serious stuff in here, and you know, if we're talking about healing a violent experience that happened to you at age 9, it is still through a process that is more like play than like work that this is more likely to happen. So there has to be some love and friendship and pleasure in the experience, a lot of these things, really, whether we're talking about you exploring on your own or you exploring with someone else. I think it'd be lovely to have resources around this. Now, when I do these presentations, generally I hear from almost no one. Occasionally, I will get a Facebook message or an email saying someone wrote to me recently. They were called upon by a past lover to assist them in facilitating their masturbation journey. They were asked to be a thresholder, to be with the other person. So this is, you know, ex-partners with whom you still have some intimacy but may want to shift the direction of that. But anyway, I don't hear from a lot of people, so it's difficult for me to know how to spin the discussion, so I just go organically, and then also what resources might be helpful. There's a whole lot of Tantra studios in the can. They're in numerous locations. They're not very well organized, but they're there. I have never, ever seen a discussion of or presentation of masturbation the way that I do it. I've never heard of anyone organizing a workshop the way that I've done it. Betty's workshops were a point of departure for me. She would probably be the closest, but I would be encouraging a lot more communication in the circle rather than breaking off into individual spaces, for example. And that even when there's two people or one, that the emphasis be on as much on communication as it is on physical experience. And I think it would be, you know, great fun and potentially very helpful to the human race to develop a new body of knowledge and of resources around this. In the most recent Tantra Studio presentation, let me just go to the front page, Planet Waves FM. It is still there. I shared, I think, 7 or 9 photographs. It is the May 19th program. Wow, it's been weeks. The May 19th program, Tantra Studios, Self-Centered Sexuality Told Through Pictures. Now, I think just from the, it's like a hour and 15 minute narration of the circumstances of and the purpose of 9 photos. Just in that, there is quite a bit. Though I would also say that a Q&A kind of dialogue could be very helpful. I can do a Q&A dialogue anonymously. You don't need to have your name involved or your voice involved. You can just email me at one of my email addresses. Anything with an EFC on it comes straight to me, EFC@planetwaves.net, whatever. And if you don't want it going to my customer service team, just send it to me, EFC at whatever website that I have should get it to, including EFC@planetwaves.fm. To be able to field questions and let your approach, your original, unique, distinctive angle of view and personal experience be the thing that leads the way. So that's in the form of a question, and then I respond with some ideas. A couple of other thoughts. I think that most of the injuries that we have sexual injuries are generally speaking in the form of being guilted, being betrayed, which includes being lied to, various attempts at control, and in some cases, physical injuries that I know from experience and hear from many people are mostly experiences around emotional trust. So if there's a physical transgression, there's also a transgression of trust. And while these can be partly resolved through some form of conventional therapy, I think that where we're talking about emotional experiences, there has to be a body level that comes with some form of a feedback experience. Hence the mirror, hence the sharing with the mirror. And that where there is healing, the indication that the healing is happening is a sense of relief, of release, of innocence, of newness, and of letting down a burden. And that in my perspective and in my extensive personal experience and experience working with others, this is a pleasure-based process. The only way to heal feeling guilty about feeling good is to learn how to feel good without feeling guilty. And so this is self-relational. There's a journey involved. And along the way, there are many opportunities for forgiveness all the time of people in your past, of mainly of your own response to them, of things that you have done to yourself, things you've convinced yourself of that maybe you knew were not true, and ways that you responded doing the best you could do under the circumstances. Many people have refused to seek the assistance of others out of the shame of doing so. And part of that shame is the fear of judgment. Much of that judgment is introjected in internal voices, internal phenomena, internal mental and emotional loops that I think we benefit greatly from bringing up to full awareness and experimenting around. This is very different from being someone's lover, in the sense of sexual fascination with another person or deep commitment to another person, though there are some of those relationships where some of this can come in. But the thing is that where there is a pre-existing bond as lovers, there are a whole set of expectations there, potentially both negative and positive, which is why I think that there may be better people to start with if you're going to venture out of a strictly self-relating experience. All right, so those are a few thoughts. I'm going to go out with one of my pieces of audio art. I don't know which one yet, so I'm going to say thank you and good night, and look through my collection and find something and share it with you. It may be very risque. It may be moderately how do you measure these things? So it could be anything, but usually when I select something, I make sure that I am stretching a little bit in terms of putting it here so that I know that I am doing something that is challenging and real to me. I sincerely invite your commentary. Oops, that's Lori Anderson that's kicked in. Got to slide that back a little bit, and I'll tell you what I'll be playing. And sincerely invite dialogue as confidential as you need, and would encourage you, if you think you've got this idea, maybe you understand that you've got some threshold or to you, and you want to help establish resources, I am available to create the place where people might get them and to point others and make them just generally available. All right, so we're going to go out with Lori at Town Hall with her magnificent, very early piece, Let X Equal X. And then that is followed by one very late piece, I think, from her I don't know exactly when this was, but it's a duet with the amazing, magnificent Lou Reed called In Our Sleep. All right, we'll spin the wheel. I don't know what you're going to hear next. And then some music. All right, thanks for listening. Thank you for supporting this program. It takes a lot of work, a lot of people, and a lot of money to pull this together for you. And I'm not paid, so it's all just covering the costs right now of a highly secure web hosting and technicians and making sure there's a place to do this work. To record these programs, membership in Pacifica Radio, and many other things. So please do what you can, and I will continue to do what I can. All right, onward into the mystery, followed by Let X Equal X and In Our Sleep. Love you, thank you, and bye for now.
Yes, everyone knows you're a little semen eater, little semen cleaner upper. Aww. Aww, pathetic. Yes.
I'm so glad you're here. That story with me. That story about masturbating your mother. I'm so glad you shared that story with me. Your life story about masturbating your mother. Would you like to travel back in time
in your life
together? Back to that time in Brooklyn?
Would you like to travel back in time together?
To your bedroom?
Back to that time in Brooklyn in the 70s?
Yes. Let's go.
To your bedroom.
And now, I'm your mother.
Yes. Let's go.
And now, you are
naked. I'm your mother.
All your attention is on your hard, throbbing cock.
You are naked.
All
your attention is on your hard,
stomach,
throbbing cock.
With your pillow between your legs.
You're lying fucking
dead
on your stomach. The pillow between
can you feel it?
And the fuzzy
of
your
cock. I know.
Can you feel it?
Hold it.
Is your cock hard?
Hold it with your young hand.
I know it is.
It's all you think about.
Hold it.
You want it.
Hold it with your young hand. It's
your masturbating now.
You want it. All.
Keep going.
The time. You're masturbating now.
I hear you in my room, and I've been hearing you for months. The baby's growing up. I hear you in my room, and I've been hearing you for months. He'll have so many adventures on his own. The baby's growing up. I'm also aroused listening to him.
He'll have so many adventures
as I lay alone in my bed.
I see what to do, listening to him.
But I want to share this with him so much. Just once.
I don't know what to tell him. But I want to share this with him so much. Just once.
My heart is pounding. And I get out of bed.
I make it under my daughter's room.
My heart is pounding.
I come to throw.
And I get out of bed and walk to his room.
I come just throbbing.
And my hand turns the door up and I walk into his room and sit down on the edge of his bed.
And my hand turns the door back and I walk into his room and sit down on the edge of his bed. And there's no going back.
As your bedroom door opens, you panic. What you gonna do?
As your
you stop pumping,
you panic.
And your penis softens a little.
What you gonna do? You stop pumping.
She sits down on
your penis softens a little.
Silent.
You freeze.
And you can't speak.
She sits down on the bed.
And she gently places her hand.
And you can't speak. And she gently places her hand.
Sit up.
On your back.
Watch me. I sit
on my back.
Sit up on my back.
Watch me.
And I let
go slowly. And my leg out.
My nipples and my clitoris are hard.
And I let it fall on the floor.
And as you watch, I pinch your muscles with my knees hard. And start rubbing my clitoris.
And as you watch, I pinch my breath with one head. And start rubbing my clitoris with the other.
To know that
and it's right.
See? Mommy does it too.
See? Mommy does it too.
Oh.
And I see my face. Oh, his eyes. Oh. And it's your turn. And it's your turn.
The truth is, me drinking my semen is my business and my life.
I met this guy. And he looked like he might have been a hat check clerk at an ice rink. Which, in fact, he turned out to be. And I said, oh boy, right again. Let X equal X. You know, it could be you. It's a sky blue sky. Satellites are out tonight. Let X equal X. You know, I could write a book, and this book would be thick enough to stun an ox. 'Cause I can see the future. And it's a place about 70 miles east of here, where it's lighter. Linger on over here. Got the time? Let X equal X. Got this postcard, and it wrote, it said, dear amigo, dear partner, listen now, I just want to say thanks, so, thanks, thanks for all the presents, thanks for introducing me to the chief. Thanks for putting on the feedback. Thanks for going all out. Thanks for showing me your Swiss Army knife. Oh, and thanks for letting me autograph your cast. Love and kisses, X, 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 X. 0000. Oh, yeah. In a burning building, and I gotta go. 'Cause I feel like I am in a burning building, and I gotta go. She said, it looks, don't you think it looks a lot like rain? He said, isn't it just like a woman? She said, it's hard, it's just hard, it's just kind of hard to say. He said, oh, isn't it just like a woman? She said, it goes, that's the way it goes. It goes that way. He said, oh, isn't it just like a woman? She said, it takes one, it takes one, two. takes one to know one. He said, isn't it just? Oh, isn't it just like a woman? She said it to know. She said it to no one. Oh, isn't it just like a woman? Your eyes, it's a day's work to look into them. Your eyes, it's a day's work just looking into them. Sleep as we speak, listen to the drums beat as we speak. In our sleep as we speak, listen to the drums beat in our sleep. In our sleep, as we speak, listen to the drums beat, as we speak, as we speak. In our sleep, listen to the drums beat, in our sleep,
in our sleep, as we speak, listen to the drums beat, as we speak. In our sleep, as we speak, listen to the drums beat, in our sleep. In our sleep,
where we meet.
In our sleep,
where we meet.